Let's get more now on the red light setting. Health providers are saying more vaccinators and testers are needed if New Zealand wants to outrun the spread of Omicron. So how ready are we for a rise in cases and the increased demand for vaccinations, tests and home isolation help? Jill Bonnet reports.
About three times as many people got vaccinated in Auckland on Sunday afternoon following the announcement Omicron is in the community. The clinical director of the city's vaccination programme, Anthony Jordan, says sites are extending opening hours, the workforce has increased and is coping, but it's a long road.
The main thing is to pace ourselves. You know, this is not just one day or one week, is to make sure that over the, 6 to 8 weeks, if not longer, that we require this surging our workforce, that we make sure that those staff get adequate rest and days off as well.
He says it's not too late for others to join the front line to test, vaccinate and take on ancillary roles. That would free up nurses to work in hospitals and help GPs and other health workers to cope when COVID cases rise. Wellington GP Jeff Lowe chairs General Practice NZ, which represents most GPs. He says the school holidays have put pressure on workforce numbers, but staffing's better than at the start of the pandemic.
That capacity is still there, but it needs to ramp up again and surge to be able to deliver the boosters and the vaccinations to the 5 to 12-year-olds as well. The workforce is key to this, and anybody who is able to vaccinate, we need to make sure they get on board with this program.
Dr. Lowe says authorities have been planning for Omicron, and it's important families do that too, so they can isolate at home. Nelson Tasman's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Stephen Bridgman, says Nelson and Richmond vaccination sites have increased their hours to 8 p.m. to allow for the anticipated increase in demand. He's worried about possible undetected transmission in the community and does expect the number of cases to grow. The head of Whānau Waipārera Trust, one of Auckland's leading vaccinators, John Tamahere, says 35 trust staff retrained to vaccinate, and it's sending mobile units out from today in West Auckland.
Our mobiles for the first time hit the street in Newlyn, Ranui, Massey and Henderson. So we will not only know on the feedback from those teams as to how things are riding there and then.
The Trust's already extended its opening hours, which is stretching the workforce, but it's a necessary step to fit around the public's work hours. It's also making an extra push on child vaccinations, as one in four Māori fall into the under 12 age group. He says key to that will be getting into schools when the new term starts and getting access to tightly held health ministry data on that group.